But first, Penny Lane. She's an indie filmmaker who makes provocative and funny documentaries that explore big ideas. Her latest is called Hail Satan? The doc is about a group that calls itself the Satanic Temple, but doesn't actually believe in the existence of Satan.
Modern Satanists are essentially atheists at their core. They don't believe in spirits in the sky or demons underground. They do believe in the power of myth and allegory and art and ritual. Those are things that we associate with religion that the Satanic Temple and Satanists want to keep. The Satanic Temple wants to start from a position of acknowledging the essential kind of mythological function of religion. So they want to participate in a now 2,000-year-plus cultural conversation we've been having that Christianity gave us. These stories that we're all familiar with from the Garden of Eden right on. And they want to suggest that perhaps Satan is not the bad guy, but perhaps Satan is the good guy, because Satan stands up to this authoritarian figure, God, and questions these kind of edicts that come from above. Satan doesn't fall in line. Satan kind of wants man, wants humankind to seek knowledge and to look to themselves for guidance, not to sort of authoritarian, tyrannical, invisible beings.
Yeah, rather than a religion, it almost comes across more like a philosophical, life-affirming approach to encourage people to take action and to change things for the better themselves. Would that be fair to say?
I think that's absolutely fair to say. And, you know, many people in the West question whether Buddhism is a religion or if it's more of a philosophy, because most sects in Buddhism don't organize themselves around a divine being. It's actually sort of an atheistic point of view about sort of how to best live in the world. So it doesn't really matter to me if people think that Satanism is a religion or it's a philosophy. Either way, it's a very interesting worldview that I wanted to capture in this film.
Mm-hmm. And there are many funny moments in the film, and one of them occurs in the opening scene outside the Florida State Capitol in Tallahassee. Can you tell me about this scene?
Yeah, it's really the origin story of the Satanic Temple, which is somewhat mind-blowing. The story goes that something like three people in 2013 heard that then-Governor Rick Scott had been pushing for a new bill that would allow prayer in public schools. And, of course, Rick Scott didn't really think that anyone would use that new opportunity other than Christians. So the Satanists showed up and said, well, us too. You know, if you're going to allow prayer in public schools, we support that, but only if you are going to allow all religions to equally take part in that opportunity. So it was kind of meant as a satirical kind of stress test to the First Amendment. We say in the First Amendment the government can't privilege one religion over another.
It's a beautiful day here at the state capitol. Great day to be a Satanist. Great day to be a human being. We honor Governor Rick Scott. Hail Satan, Rick, for providing us this opportunity to make the satanic cause clear and make our presence known. And I believe it, and I'm very excited about it.
But within weeks or months of that event, which was very successful and kind of got a lot of media attention, people started showing up and saying, how do I join? So what you see in my film is kind of, how could it be that this really rather silly idea, meant as a political prank amongst a few friends in 2013, has blossomed into an internationally recognized religious movement with over 100,000 members?
One of the things that the Satanic Temple members are really good at is media manipulation. We talked about the Rick Scott rally already, but what else has the temple done in terms of media manipulation?
They know that if they pull certain kinds of pranks and use certain kinds of images, they're likely to end up on the nightly news. Probably the campaign the Satanic Temple is most well known for is their Baphomet campaign. So this is a case where in Oklahoma, a big monument to the Ten Commandments was put up. And the Satanic Temple, as they are wont to do, kind of showed up and said, great, now that you've opened up this statehouse lawn to religious monuments, we would like to place our religious monument next to the Ten Commandments. And the monument they designed was a 9.5 foot tall, kind of goat-headed, angel-winged, sort of partly male, partly female figure that incidentally has Iggy Pop's chest.
Here's a more recent picture of our monument. It stands at 8 feet 6 inches in height, a width at the base of the throne of 37.25 inches. From the back of the throne to the front, it's 46.5 inches. And the widest point is at the tips of the wings, which is 55.5 inches in width.
The Baphomet monument is far more than simply some middle finger to the evangelical right. Really, we were giving the Oklahoma government a civics lesson.
It must be removed. That is the order on the Ten Commandments monument outside the state capitol in a 7-2 vote by the Oklahoma Supreme Court.
Well, a group of Satanists is tonight claiming victory. Are you still pushing to have the goat with the horns and so on put up on the state capitol grounds?
No, we don't want our monument there without the Ten Commandments there. The point all along was that it would complement and contrast the Ten Commandments and reaffirm that we live in a pluralistic nation that respects diversity and religious liberty.
Another one of the people you profile in your film is Jex Blackmore. Can you tell me a bit about Jex?
Jex was very involved in the Satanic Temple from the very beginning. She's based in Detroit. She's an incredible artist. She's an incredibly inspiring and charismatic person.
The devil appeared in the form of a snake and offers the fruit of enlightenment. We are taught to fear that, but at the same time, it seems the most liberating because if we did not have that opportunity, we would have to be in total servitude without free choice. And ultimate servitude is slavery. Reframing it in the light of it being salvation is probably one of the greatest tricks ever played on humankind.
She is no longer with the temple. The reason for her leaving the temple is covered in my film. And it essentially boils down to difference in tactics. Do you want to be the kind of Satanist who works within the system? Or do you want to be the kind of Satanist that wants to kind of rebel from a position outside the system? And you see that conflict play out in my film.
Satanism is about embracing that satanic status rather than being controlled by it.
Instead of the Ten Commandments, the Satanic Temple has the Seven Tenets. What are the Seven Tenets?
Well, the Seven Tenets are the kind of baseline doctrinal text of the Satanic Temple. The first one is one should act with compassion and empathy towards all creatures in accordance with reason. And I haven't memorized them all, but the Seven Tenets emphasize things such as the importance of aligning your beliefs with the best scientific evidence, the willingness to change your mind in the face of new information, the importance of standing up for what's right, the struggle for justice being an ongoing and necessary pursuit that is more important than laws and institutions in certain cases.
I'm curious about the members of the Satanic Temple. Who are they and do they have anything in common?
That's such a good question. In some ways, the members of the Satanic Temple that I met are all completely different, but they do have some things in common. Well, the first thing is obvious. You have to be a certain kind of person to announce that you are a Satanist to the world. You know, you have to be okay with the fact that most people are going to misunderstand you. Most people are going to not like you.
Yeah.
Most people are going to be offended by your existence. Not a lot of people are willing to sort of occupy that position. So you have to kind of enjoy that on some level, you know? Another interesting level is that the people I met in the Satanic Temple are some of the most well-read people I've ever met. I mean, all of their kind of coming to Satanism stories tend to revolve around going to the bookstore or going to the library. It's a really interesting kind of thing for them all to have in common. They're really open-minded, curious, truth-seeking people.
I read in an interview that you said something to the effect that every one of these people have felt completely alone their whole lives and had never felt part of a group until they realized they could be part of this one.
That's right. It's really important to say that. And it's a religion for people who hate religion. And it's a religion for people who have felt persecuted or ostracized by the religions they grew up with.
Yeah. I've read that your role model is the anonymous British street artist Banksy and that you're a big fan of his documentary Exit Through the Gift Shop. So how did Banksy and Exit Through the Gift Shop influence the way you approached making Hail Satan?
Such a good question. I think that I really want to make films that are about really big ideas, like the biggest, most important philosophical ideas of our time. But I want to do it in a way where nobody notices that's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really want my audience to just have fun and be entertained and laugh and feel joy in their heart and really only later realize the tremendous amount of intellectual labor they have just expended.
After Exit Through the Gift Shop came out in 2010, many reviewers questioned the authenticity of it and whether or not it was a hoax. That's such a big influence to you. It made me wonder, and I kind of wondered this anyway at various points in the film, is the Satanic Temple really a religion or is it just a very, very elaborate prank?
Yeah, I'm totally open to the idea that people bring that skepticism to my film. I would hope that people would have that skepticism with every film, but unfortunately they don't. I definitely wondered that at the beginning of this project. There was I thought a good chance that I would get closer to the Satanic Temple and discover that it really was essentially a joke. That's not what I discovered, but I've seen some critics and reviewers say things like, I can't really tell if this is a mockumentary or a documentary. And I think that's great because, again, when you do films like that, you instill in your viewer a kind of critical awareness and skepticism that we should all have a little more of in our lives.
How did your personal understanding of religion evolve over the course of making Hail Satan?
My own personal relationship to religion underwent a complete transformation making this film. I think when I started the film, if I am honest, I really just didn't get religion at all. I had kind of towed the sort of new atheist dogmatic line that religion is just stupid. Like, why do people do this? Like, just seems so silly and confusing from the outside. I would have said that the world would be better off, or will be better off, once we get rid of all this stupid religion stuff. And that everyone should just be an individual and act as such and stop having this dumb group thing. I really did feel that way. And I do feel that way to some extent, you know. But making this film partly started out as a way of kind of making fun of religious people. And then I realized that I was making a film about religious people whom I admired very much and had nothing but respect for. So, you know, I started to understand how important religion is for people and for how they make meaning of their lives and how they find their tribe and learn how to express themselves and do good works in the world. You know, the kind of things you really can't do by yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, when was the last time by yourself you went and like picked up trash on the side of the highway? But, you know, if you join with your religious group, certain things are possible that you can't do alone.
Hail Satan premiered at Sundance, which, of course, is in Utah. So I'm wondering, how did people at that screening react to the film?
I love that question because, you know, I've been to Sundance a few times with films, and usually you don't really notice that you're in Utah. The Utah-ness of Sundance is not usually so obvious, but you really notice you're in Utah when you're there with Hail Satan. It was a really great experience because most of the festival volunteers and a big part of the audience are people from Salt Lake City or just from local communities. They responded to the film with tremendous joy.
You mentioned the festival volunteers at the Sundance screening. I read somewhere about there was this one volunteer who was about in their 70s somewhere who told you at the beginning of the screening that she wasn't happy to have been assigned to your film.
Yeah, that's true. And then I was sort of awkward about it, like, okay, well, I don't really know how you respond to that, but I just sort of tried to smile and said, like, maybe you'll enjoy it more than you think you will. And then at the end of the screening, she ran across the lobby to talk to me, and she said, I think I might be a Satanist.
Penny Lane is the director of the documentary Hail Satan. You can find out more about Penny or the Dark Lord on our website, WPR.com. safetyfeatures.org/beta.
We've gone through over a century of electronic programming as a race, and it's led to a whole plethora of different problems, some of which are neurological, like Alzheimer's and autism and Asperger's.
Producer, musician, and songwriter T-Bone Burnett joins us to discuss his latest album. That's coming up in just a moment. I'm Doug Gordon. You're listening to Beta on Wisconsin Public Radio. Beta.